me a look at weather conditions at 11 a.m. Chinook had light rain, the temperature was 65, dew point 62, and the relative humidity was 90%. Winds were south at 20 gusting to 30 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.73 and steady. At Iola, the temperature was 63, dew point was 63, and the relative humidity was 98%. Winds were south, at 16 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.73, and falling. Coffeyville reported rain and fog, the temperature was 63, dew point 61, and the relative humidity was 93%. Winds were southwest at 9 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.76 and rising. Independence had light rain, the temperature was 62, dew point 59, and the relative humidity was 90%. Winds were south at 18 gusting to 28 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.74 and falling. Parsons had rain, the temperature was 63, dew point 62, and the relative humidity was 97%. Winds were south at 16 gusting to 26 miles an hour, the pressure was 29.75 and rising. Elsewhere around the region, Emporia was 34 and cloudy. Wichita Eisenhower National Airport was 31 with light freezing rain. Topeka was 35 and cloudy. Kansas City was 36 and cloudy. Tulsa was 69 and partly sunny. Winds were south with gusts to 35. Ponca City was 45 and cloudy. Oklahoma City was 68 and cloudy. Joplin was 63 with light rain. Winds were south with gusts to 36. Springfield was 60 with thunder. Once again at 11 a.m., Chinook was 65 with light rain. El Dorado was 32 with fog. Here is some climate information from around the region. At Columbus, the high was 61 with a low of 33. At Chanute, the high was 63 with a low of 40. At Coffeyville, the high was 64 with a low of 35. At Fort Scott, the high was 64 with a low of 41. At the Iola Water Plant, the high was 63 with a low of 42. At Pittsburgh, the high was 61 with a low of 35. Here are the precipitation reports from across the region. The Iola Water Plant measured a trace. Yates Center had a trace. Coffeyville measured 0.01 inches. Columbus had 0.01 inches. Chinook measured 0.01 inches. Pittsburgh had 0.21 inches. And for the greatest amount, Fort Scott measured 0.28 inches. The current time is 11:23 a.m. Central Standard Time. During the night, a strong cold front curving from central Iowa through southwest Kansas to the Oklahoma Panhandle has caused a razor-sharp temperature gradient across the state. While areas along and southeast of a line from Manhattan to Salina were still in the lower 60s, due to south to southwest winds from 15 to 30 miles per hour, central and north-central Kansas, where winds had shifted to the north-northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, temperatures had free-fallen to around 30. At 4 a.m., Salina was 60 while Russell was 30. The southeast moving cold front should reach southeast Kansas this afternoon, where it will stall early this evening. The front should curve sharply from northern Missouri, through northern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle, to southeast Colorado this evening. Rain and embedded thunderstorms are likely along and southeast of the stalled boundary. The rain and embedded thunderstorms will spread slowly west into central parts of Kansas and Oklahoma later tonight. Locally heavy rains are likely along and southeast of the turnpike. Northwest of the front, a Heinz 57 variety mix of freezing rain, freezing drizzle and light snow will no doubt cause travel problems in many areas. There'll no doubt be a wide range of temperatures. While much of Missouri, areas southeast of the turnpike, and Oklahoma will reach 65 to 70, most of Nebraska will struggle to reach 25. Lows in the lower 60s are forecast for southern Missouri and eastern Oklahoma, while western Nebraska and northwest Kansas will chill out with lows around 10 above. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of central Kansas, south central Kansas, and southeast Kansas. For today and tonight, a very high grassland fire danger is forecast this morning in southeast Kansas. Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and tonight, roughly along and east of Interstate 35. Some small hail and 50 miles per hour gusts may occur with the stronger storms tonight. There is a chance for light freezing drizzle in parts of central Kansas tonight. For Tuesday through Sunday, a light wintry mix is possible over the Flint Hills Tuesday morning. No significant accumulation of snow or ice is expected. From Tuesday night through Thursday night, and again on Friday and Saturday night, there will be multiple chances for mainly light wintry precipitation across the area. Confidence in exact timing and location is low, as a front will be slowly meandering in or close to the area. Please continue to check later outlooks for updated information. Spotter activation is not anticipated today or tonight. Here is your National Weather Service forecast. Rest of today, occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-60s. Temperature falling into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts to around 25 miles an hour, becoming northwest 5 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%. Tonight, occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming south 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts to around 25 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Tuesday rain. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s in the afternoon. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Tuesday night mostly cloudy. A chance of light freezing drizzle, possibly mixed with rain in the evening. Much colder. Lows in the lower 20s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts to around 25 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Wednesday mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow showers in the morning, then a slight chance of rain showers and snow showers in the afternoon. Much colder. Highs in the mid-30s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Wednesday night mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light freezing rain. Lows in the mid-20s. Thursday warmer. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s. Thursday night mostly cloudy. Rain likely in the evening, then a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Chance of rain 60%. Friday mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Friday night mostly cloudy. A chance of rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of rain after midnight. Lows around 40. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the upper 50s. Saturday night mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Sunday mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Once again, the forecast for rest of today, occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-60s. Temperature falling into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts to around 25 miles an hour, becoming northwest 5 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%.